This is KCUR 89.3. Some might consider jazz and classical music to be opposites, but mezzo-soprano Joyce DiDonato says the musical genres do share some traits, including improvisation. Kansas Public Radio's Michael Keelan spoke with the Kansas native about her latest album, Song Play, which blends opera, jazz, and tango.
Your new album, Song Play, takes as its starting point the famous arie antiche, or old Italian songs. Even though you go in many different directions with those songs over the course of the album. But I wanted to ask you, did you ever sing those songs as a student yourself here in Kansas?
Oh, all the time. And I would go between, there's a high version and a medium version and a low version. And so there's a whole exploration about where does my voice want to live. And I ended up in the medium version. But I would play the piano and accompany myself and trying to imagine that I was Callas and Pavarotti. And, you know, as a young voice student, you end up with a sort of love-hate relationship with these. And one of the challenges for an opera singer is to try and not be beholden to the last 300 years that have come before you. You know, we have to assimilate the tradition and we have to go really deeply into the musical styles and the expectation. But as you're a student, that can be accompanied by this sort of straitjacket of this music is allowed to only go in one direction and be presented in one way. And both Craig and I, the pianist, we have a very adventurous spirit. And we thought, well, why can't we just twist these up a little bit and turn them on their head a little bit and still with great musicality, but can't we just kind of infuse a different kind of life into them for fun? And that's what we've done.
How did you connect those Italian songs with the American and jazz songs that are on the album?
Part of it was this wanting to show that we've been singing the same song more or less for four centuries. We're still singing about love. We're still singing about the desire, the loss, the insecurity. So something like Tu lo sai, which, you know, has been around for 350 years, somehow starts to feel exactly like Solitude of Duke Ellington 300 years later. And it's this idea of being alone and yearning, praying for that love to come back to you or that love to know how much you feel for them. It's kind of the same song. And so I love bridging these parallel worlds, showing out how similar they are. In my solitude. In the world of Baroque music, which is what all these Italian pieces are, there's no orchestration. I mean, these are all figured basses, and the expectation is that the singer and the orchestra would come and improvise the harmonies and the vocal style. So in that element, it's exactly what happens in the world of jazz. It's just the chord structure is a little different.
You're doing a lot of live performances of the songs from this album. Does it change at all from one performance to the next?
We've got proper charts arranged by Craig Terry with the help of Chuck Israels, this legendary bass player. And they're playing off the charts just like they would at a standard jazz concert. And yeah, there is a lot of improvisation happening. I'm doing ornaments the way I would with Rossini or Handel. And the trumpet and bandoneon and piano are as well throwing in their hat. And so it really is radically different each night. Yeah, that's the fun of it.
That was Joyce DiDonato speaking with KPR's Michael Keelan. Her new album is called Song Play.